The Jacksonville Ethics Commission is asking whether it can enforce Florida's sunshine laws after a criminal investigation into several city council members failed to lead to any charges. State Attorney Melissa Nelson wrapped up her year-long investigation last month, saying investigators can't prove sunshine laws were violated. Those laws prohibit officials from discussing government business outside of public meetings. The probe did find more than 60 hours of conversations between former council president and mayoral candidate Anna Broche and Councilman Garrett Dennis, among others. But prosecutors have no way to access the contents of those calls. City Ethics Commission Chairman Joe Rogan says his group wants a second opinion after the city's general counsel said sunshine laws can only be enforced at the state level.
We do obviously appreciate Mr. Gabriel's opinion on it, but we thought we should ask the Attorney General to verify that.
If the Attorney General says the commission can enforce sunshine laws, Rogan says it'll be able to subpoena and interview witnesses.
Because our enforcement jurisdiction is limited, the standard of proof is lower. So we, before the Jacksonville Ethics Commission, a complainant would not need to prove beyond a reasonable doubt at the lesser standard.
If it finds anyone has violated sunshine laws, the commission can issue public reprimands and civil penalties of up to $500. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.